going to continue with our post-race media availabilities for today's Tales of the Turtles 400 here at Chicagoland Speedway. We are joined by race-winning crew chief Cole Pern with a number 78 Furniture Row Denver Mattress Toyota. We're also joined by Joe Garoni, president of Furniture Row Racing. Gentlemen, pretty neat to start off the playoffs with a win there and a little bit of slime out there in victory lane. Why don't you just take us through that the race there for us?
Yeah, kind of a down day there for a little bit that we were fortunate enough to overcome. The 18 was definitely a little better than us, you know, those first couple runs. And then, we sped on pit road there that last segment. And seemed like a lot of people are having issues with that today for whatever reason. And, then we kind of battled back. We were lucky enough to stay on the lead lap. That was really the key there. Then we left lugs off on the next stop and had to come back, which was, you know, kind of just poor execution on our part. We should have put them back on when we were in there, but we didn't. Either way, we just kind of took that time then to make some bigger adjustments on the car that we'd really kind of been not wanting to make just to not slow the stops down. And, that was really where we started to pick it up and, you know, got the balance right. And Martin did an unbelievable job driving back through the field there that second stage and, got us up to third, got us in position. And then, you know, was pretty confident towards the end of that run that, you know, we were better than the 4 and the 24, especially on the long run. And, we were just able to, you know, have a smooth, clean execution the last stage.
And Joe, from your perspective?
I have to say that I didn't hear the question because I was walking in when you asked it.
Just take us through the race.
Oh, Cole's pretty much explained just about all of it. But, starting from practice when we first got here, I watched these guys and see how sometimes the car is far off in the beginning of the practice sessions and what they do to get it dialed in. And then, you know, you're running up front and they come into pit and make changes. And sometimes you're like, man, you're already pulling away from the field, but you pit and you make more changes, and it's just amazing, honestly, what Cole and the guys do. And, you know, it comes down to that last three laps, and this one in particular is like you just couldn't breathe. So it was nice to get it done in the books.
And we're also joined by Barney Visser, the owner of Furniture Row Racing. Barney, what does this mean for the team to start off the playoffs with a win like this?
Well, you know, it's Ed Laux, the chief marketing officer for Toyota, is from Chicago. So it's nice for us to come into Chicago and bring the trophy home again for him. It's real nice to relax for the next couple races, but I know the guys won't. It'll give us a little bit of a break, but they won't take it. So we'll just keep working like we always do.
All right, we'll open up to questions for the team. We'll start up here with Jordan, and then we'll go to Bob.
Jordan Bianchi, SBNation.com. This is for Cole. With the win, you guys automatically transfer to the next round. It lessens the importance a little bit of next week, and I ask that because you're probably going to have a practice hold. Is that a good feeling, or can you take me through, too, why you had the issues in tech?
Yeah, I told Martin for the race, I was like, it'd be a real good strategy to win today because I don't think we're going to have much practice next week. So it was just kind of one of those snowball mornings in tech. We had a small issue that on the top of the splitter that kind of got dinged up when they put the nose module on, and then that just kind of took us a couple times to get that fixed, and it was just kind of confusing because it was an odd scenario of kind of what had happened. And then we had the always untimely fail of the LIS at the end after we got all that fixed, so you can only get through that thing so many times. That's the way it went, and there we go. We got probably 45 minutes or so next week, I guess.
We'll go to Bob.
Bob Parker, ESPN. I have two for Cole. First, does this win feel any different or mean any different than last year's win here?
It's just, I don't know. Last year we kind of had an up and down day too. You know, we had a tire come apart last year when we were running up front and had to go down a lap and overcome that. So I don't know. We definitely haven't had the cleanest days when it comes to Chicago, but, you know, we got a good understanding of what we need to do to be good here. And, you know, we really had to work for it this weekend. You know, we were pretty far off when we unloaded off the truck and swung a lot more than we normally would. But, you know, when you only race at some of these places once a year, it's kind of tricky. You're coming back with a new tire and new downforce rules. So it's, you know, you haven't been here in a year, so much has changed. So it takes a little bit of time to get a hold of it. And, you know, we really worked hard last night trying to understand our problems from practice, and I feel like we made the right changes and were able to get the car in the right direction for today.
And a second TV show, them taking your tires over to the kind of the dunk tank. Does that happen all that often? And were you surprised that was done considering how many laps you've been leading?
No, we've had that a lot. I think last year they took them like 15 times or something like that. So usually when you're running good, they're going to come take them. So, but that's fine. I mean, they're just doing their due diligence and, you know, they're doing what they should be doing. So no issue there. I don't think it's been as many this year for whatever reason, but you know, definitely, you know, 5 or 6 times, I guess. I'm guessing at that though, Bob.
We'll go to Jerry and then to Mike.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net and PRN. Barney, I don't see any green slime on you. It's all over Joe. Was that a team owner designation?
I knew it was going to happen, and that's what I do. I stayed out of it.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Cole, Martin was obviously really disappointed last week despite the positives of winning the regular season and all that. Do you think the way he drove today was sort of a response to that? Did he come into this race kind of a little more charged up than normal?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, after last week, he was like, I want to go to Chicago and lap the field twice. So I think he was pretty motivated, you know, this whole weekend. And even when we were struggling in practice, he kept a really upbeat attitude and, you know, kept everybody calm and focused, which was, you know, just shows more of his leadership skills, you know, even more. So I think, coming off last week, definitely motivated. And I think he showed that in how he drove today.
We'll go to Jim.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. For Barney, Martin, he's mentioned this sometimes before, but really seems to be kind of grasping this moment of in his career that he didn't think he would ever be able to have the chance to run like some others have in such a dominating fashion. What's it feel like to you to be able to give him that opportunity?
Well, you know, I think we all realize it's just a unique time in history in all of our lives that this has come together. It's pretty rare that you can pull together a group of people this talented and they will communicate well and get along as well as these guys do.
Do we have any additional questions for our team? Go back to Bob.
Cole, do you wish that the 18 didn't have problems so you could have seen what you guys could have done head-to-head against him?
That's a loaded question. I mean, I like those guys, so I don't want to wish them ill will, but I was pretty happy we weren't racing them because they were, you know, even when they were back in there, they were really strong and had good speed. It was just with all those long runs, they never, you know, new cars would get lapped and then they wouldn't be able to be in position for the lucky dogs. So they, I think, you know, for sure if they had got back on the lead lap, they were going to be a challenge. They were really good, you know, especially early on. We didn't have much for them.
All right, gentlemen, well, congratulations on the win. We look forward to seeing what you can do in the round of 12.